Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. I've got Devlin Eden with us once again today. Devlin, welcome back. Nice to touch base once again. And a wonderful question in from a newbie cyclist who's recently started, but saying that they're absolutely hating it because they can't get comfortable on the bike. They wanted to know, is this normal? Is there anything they can do to get more comfy? This is also quite a common thing amongst new cyclists.
It is indeed, yes. Again, the first step would be is to get the correct bike set up. You do get from time to time, you need to realize that a bike setup is a little bit more than lifting the saddle to where you think is right and getting out on the bike and going. There's a lot more that goes into it from a biomechanic point of view to see also what sort of imbalances you might have in your body in terms of structural imbalances. And then making sure that the setup of the bike is set for you and you as a particular rider, rather than getting you to adapt to your bike. So that is the first key, is the correct bike setup. Then a couple of things on the bike itself. So the correct saddle, there are various saddles out on the market. I think the key thing here is to make sure you find, again, something that suits you and the kind of rider you are. So when I talk about different kinds of saddles, firstly, there's female-specific saddles for the ladies out there, and then also the difference in width of the saddle. You don't necessarily need to be a bigger cyclist to need a wider saddle. Some of the smaller elite guys will still need a wider saddle based on pelvic structure as well. So the correct saddle choice for you is going to be key. And with that goes a good pair of cycling shorts. So make sure that the kit that you work in, the cycling shorts that you're riding in, is suited for the kind of riding you're doing, especially if you're going to be spending a large amount of time out on the bike as well. So generally it's the contact points on the bike that I would put a little bit more focus on. So with regards to the saddle and cycling shorts, a good pair of shoes, so that make sure that your cycling shoes are correct as well, not too tight. Making sure that you're riding with a good pair of gloves, something that has a little bit of a protective layer as well to make sure that the hands aren't going numb on the bike. And then obviously, not really on the comfort side of thing, but the helmet there to make sure that you're protecting your skull, obviously. So correct kit. And then also, just heading back to the point on bike setup, one thing that we tend to get wrong is bike setup is not a once-off. So we as riders over the years, as we adapt to the training that we're doing, we get fitter throughout the year. Sometimes throughout the winter, our bike stands and does nothing, and we lose that fitness to a degree. We start getting a little bit less flexible as well, or with more training, a little bit more flexible throughout the year. So a bike setup is an ongoing process. So I would typically recommend 2 to 3 bike setups over the year, to make sure that the slight tweaks are constantly happening and you're always comfortable and efficient on the bike as possible. You need to also remember on that note is if you do transport your bike around or your bike to a bike shop for a service, there is a slight chance that things are changing. Someone alters the saddle height, changes your handlebar setup slightly. So again, those are something that regularly need to be checked and make sure that you do know if there are any changes, that you can also put it back to where the setup initially had it.
It's interesting too, Devlin. To be honest, there's no real substitute for time in the saddle too. Often when you first start out, your backside hurts. And unfortunately, one of the ways to get that pain away is to keep riding. It's one of those things that your body adapts and it does get easier.
Yeah, correct. So again, it's what we call saddle fit. So yes, it's just spending time in the saddle. You do harden up to it a little bit. And yeah, it's just a case of getting used to it over time.
That's the good news and the bad news all rolled into one. Devlin Eden, thank you very much for your time here on the podcast once again. Don't forget, if you'd like to get in touch and if you've got a question you'd like answered, the website to get to is coachperry.com. You can submit your question there if you're looking for a tailor-made training package for you. If you want to get better on the bike, all you need to do is head over to that website, coachperry.com/training or cycling training. That's where you can get it. So it's coachperry.com/cycling training. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.